Good morning. The big storm that brought all the ice and snow to interior New York and New England the last couple of days continues to move out quickly. Even the northwest wind that was so very gusty and kept it very cold yesterday is diminishing. Still, temperatures are cold to start the day, and in many locations, we're back into the teens. Isolated areas are even in the single digits, and parts of northern New York and New England are even below zero this morning. Skies are partly cloudy across the region. Some scattered clouds are moving in from the west, but it is dry to start the day. And temperatures will rebound nicely with some sunshine and a developing southerly wind today as they push back through the teens and 20s past freezing, and afternoon highs will average in the middle to upper 30s as high pressure drifts off the eastern seaboard. That southerly wind will increase tonight out ahead of the next weak disturbance heading through the Great Lakes. This will keep temperatures on the relatively mild side overnight, and in many locations, temperatures will not even drop below freezing. Some places, especially northern New York and New England, will go back into the 20s, so as that system approaches, scattered rain or snow showers are possible overnight tonight, and maybe some spotty areas of freezing rain, but this will not be a widespread issue. Into the daylight hours tomorrow, the southerly wind will persist and flip around to the west as that system passes through. With breaks in the clouds, we'll see temperatures surge into the middle 40s for afternoon highs. But with the close proximity of the front during the day tomorrow, we'll see a chance of scattered rain and snow showers again. Behind this system, much colder air will start to build in Saturday night and be with us on Sunday. Despite lots of sunshine, as high pressure heads our way, it'll be breezy with temperatures only in the 20s to around 30. It'll remain chilly on Monday with cold high pressure overhead for St. Patrick's Day. Sunshine in the northern half of the area with some clouds spreading in from the south with highs in the upper 20s. The latest computer guidance suggests the storm system along the eastern seaboard on Monday will probably be too far to the south to bring us any significant precipitation, although the chances for at least some light snow are increasing with a closer approach in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. We'll continue to track this through the weekend. Highs on Monday will be in the 20s. Back to the mid-30s with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. Wednesday stays dry in the mid-30s, and another system will produce a chance of snow or rain on Thursday with highs approaching 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Australian government's Bureau of Meteorology in Darwin is tracking a tropical cyclone. Its name is Jillian. Jillian has been meandering in the Gulf of Carpentaria in the northern part of the country. Tropical cyclone watches and warnings have been issued for parts of coastal northern Australia into the weekend as Jillian will produce wind gusts to 70 miles per hour as it moves across the north coast of the Top End. Minor tidal flooding is expected, but torrential rains could produce localized flash flooding associated with this system. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and 13 below zero with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 16 degrees, the dew point 9, 74% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 below zero at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 20 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 16, that's 18 degrees below normal. 4.8 inches of snow yesterday, bringing the monthly total to 5.5 inches, which is 1/10 of an inch above normal. And 70.7 inches of snow for the season, which is 18.8 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 75 set in 1946, and the record low 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning is at 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening 7 p.m., 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few passing snow showers today. Windy, but milder, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy, with a mix of rain and snow showers tonight. Perhaps some spotty freezing rain with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy but milder, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, breezy and milder, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Scattered rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today, milder with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, windy, but milder, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Cloudy, with a few scattered rain or snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few rain or snow showers, breezy in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, colder Sunday, 20s to around 30. Sunshine north, clouds, and perhaps some light snow in southern sections Monday, highs in the 20s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s for Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, mid-30s, and a chance of snow or rain Thursday, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.